This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the 7th week of Middle Summer. As Middle Summer comes to a close, ragweed pollen fills the humid afternoons, and wood nettle goes to seed in the bottomlands, and wild cherries ripen, and hickory nuts and black walnuts drop into the undergrowth. Blackberries are ready to eat when ragweed blossoms, and the season's second-last wave of wildflowers, the Joe Pye weed, monkey flower, tall coneflower, clearweed, horseweed, white snakeroot, jump seed, prickly mallow, virgin's bower, white boneset, field thistle, and Japanese knotweed all come into bloom in the open fields and along the fence rows. Golden and purple coneflowers in red and pink and violet flocks still rule the gardens. Orange and gold flowered trumpet vines still curl through the trellises. Ephemeral resurrection lilies replace the daylilies, the Asiatic lilies, and the Oriental lilies. Mums and stonecrop color the dooryards. In the shade of the woods, leafcup is the dominant flower, almost the only one in bloom. And along the lake shores, rusty dodder spreads across the tattered black raspberry bushes. Milkweed flowers turn to pods. In the mornings, cardinals and doves still sing briefly half an hour before dawn. Robins sometimes give long sing-song performances throughout the day. Blue jays still care for their young, whining and flitting through the bushes. But starlings and warblers become more restless. The number of fireflies dwindles. Hummingbirds, meadowlarks, Baltimore orioles, and purple martins start to disappear south, and their departure marks a quickening in the sun's drop toward equinox. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late summer. In the meantime, sit out after dark and listen to the katydids and the crickets telling you the time of year.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.